I remembered hearing about the Haywire competition when I was really little, and I always thought, oh, when I grow up, I want to, you know, enter that and do something for, you know, where I live. And then it just popped up on the radio one day, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I can use my skills to do something good for the place where I've grown up.
Did you ever think you had a chance of winning?
No, I didn't. I just sort of did it just to get involved, but I didn't think I'd ever win, no.
And what do you think your friends will say when you tell them?
They'll be very, very proud of me. My next-door neighbour, Nikki, has been my friend since the day that she was born. Her parents and my parents were looking to buy each other's houses, and they became friends, and then as soon as we were born, we were inseparable.
And is Nikki also someone that's proud to come from Crabtree?
Probably not so much, but still, she likes Crabtree.
She'll be proud of you, probably, at least.
Yes, she will.
Now, Crabtree is quite a small town, and you sort of say in your story that it's not the most eventful place, but at the same time, it's a place that you've come to love and that you're proud to come from Crabtree. When did you sort of make that realisation?
Last year, I went away to England for 6 weeks to live, and then when I came back, at first, I was a bit like, oh, I don't want to be back here, but then I really appreciated, like, how secluded it is and to get away from everything else and the peacefulness of it.
And one of the lines that really grabs me in your story is you say, all this being said, Crabtree is the most beautiful place. I've travelled overseas and it owns France. What did you mean by that exactly?
Australia is just such an individual place in itself, and everything is different and everything is just so uniform and the same over there, and people go on about foreign countries being so much better, but what we have right here is just so amazing that we take it for granted.
As one of the Haywire winners, you'll be going to Canberra to a national youth forum in January, and as part of that you'll get to speak to some of Australia's politicians. Are there particular things you'd like to say to them?
I'd definitely like to bring up the issue that, especially in rural areas in Australia, there isn't a lot for young people to get involved with, especially for people who, you know, don't play a sport, because pretty much that's all there is. And I think the government really needs to invest in creating a lot more opportunities for young people in rural Australia.
In what sense?
Things to get them involved in their own community, to stop them from moving away, to cater for people with different interests and stuff like that.